Okay, so we need a big bucket, a large bag of baby peacock feathers.
Oh, I already ordered the baby peacock feathers.
Nice. And a nail gun. Sam, you're getting the nail gun? Sam. Wake up.
What?
We're doing a web show tomorrow night.
iCarly?
Yes, iCarly. Now, would you wake up and help us?
She never helps.
At least I don't take 9 hours to properly prepare one slice of pizza.
Pizza requires a precision balance of red pepper flakes, Parmesan cheese, and garlic powder.
I got it! Ah. Jello! Do I sound like a Rosalinda? Nobody else! Hey, that pizza looks good.
Yours.
Yeah. Oh. So what you teeners up to?
We're trying to plan for tomorrow night's iCarly.
I see. And why the chizzy attitude?
Because the show's getting more popular.
And it's getting to be a ton of work.
It really is exhausting.
Well, why don't you guys just hire an intern?
What's an intern?
Like an assistant that works for free.
Wait,
would it bathe me? I like being clean, I just don't like all the...
Well, why would anyone work for free?
Interns are students. They work to get high school or college credit.
So how do we get one?
Just post an ad on sniffmeajob.com. You'll get a ton of responses. It's weird. This pizza tastes like shoe bottom.
Isn't that a kind of bread?
That's ciabatta.
That monkey from Galaxy Wars.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, it's Granddad. Hey, Granddad.
Oh, tell him I say hey.
Carly says she hates you. I'm just kidding.
This couch is too crowded.
Okay, here's a category for students in high school and college seeking work in television, film, or web production. I'm gonna post an ad.
Yeah. Yeah, Granddad, I am a man of my word. Yes, I'll let you know. Old scutter.
Why are you mad at Granddad?
Because when I dropped out of law school a few years ago, I made him a stupid promise.
That you'd dress up like a lady on the 4th of July?
No.
Will you anyway?
No!
What'd you promise him?
That if I didn't get one of my sculptures in a real museum within 3 years, I'd go back to law school.
When's the 3 years up?
Next week! God, I can't go back to law school. It was the worst 72 hours of my life.
Worse than the time those biker dudes took you down.
Ah, ah.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
My name is Stu Verneman. I'm 16 years old, and I would love to work here at iCarly as an intern.
Bye!
But I've only been here for 20 seconds.
20 too many.
Let's go, Stu.
But I didn't even get a chance.
Get up.
Come on. No.
Could I at least finish the story about my baseball hat?
No, no, get
oh, come on. That would be perfect for this job.
Yeah, we'll keep your resume on file.
Do you have to be so obnoxious?
You gotta be more patient with these people. You can't just cut them off in the middle of the...
Okay!
Irony.
He
seriously, I'm obsessed with this web show. And I would sincerely love to serve you in an internship capacity. Now, I don't know if you guys are into cotton swabs and white glue as much as I am, but...
Get out of here!
Carly.
Dude.
It's okay. This always happens.
So, in your email, you said you've done some video editing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with cutting room flow.
Oh, nice. That's what I use to edit.
Nice.
Aw, nerd bonding.
Sam.
Nah, it's cool. I definitely have my nerdy tech side.
And you made this fudge yourself?
Yeah. I love making fudge for people.
Well, okay, Brad. We're just gonna talk it over and probably call you tomorrow.
Hey, no rush. Thanks, guys.
I'll show you the door.
Bye.
Later.
Okay, he'd be a perfect intern for iCarly.
I love that guy.
Do we even need to meet anyone else?
No.
Oh, wait. There's still one more guy waiting outside.
And on the day before I started seventh grade, my dad said to me, he goes, Court, you gotta learn how to tie your own shoes. It's important. And now, I can tie my own shoes without even thinking about it.
That is such a sweet story.
You are so good looking.
I was about to say that.
Well.
Thank you, Court. You can go now.
Go where?
Wherever you came from. We've already decided who we're gonna hire.
We sure have. Congratulations, Court.
What?
Wait, what's happening?
You got the job!
Sam!
I did?
Yeah.
But what about Brad's fudge? Remember the fudge?
Hey, Court, are you a good dancer?
The goodest!
Oh, show us!
Excuse me, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm Spencer Shea. It's okay, I'm an artist.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Awesome. You just need to set up the sculpture right here.
I'm sorry, but you can't do that.
Listen, I made a deal with my granddad that if I don't get a sculpture displayed in this museum by this Friday, that I'd go back to law school, and I can't do that!
Look, Spencer, I'm a fan of your work, and I'd love for you to be represented in this museum.
Yay!
But to get a sculpture in here, you have to fill out an application, have it examined and approved by the board of curators, get authorization from...
How long does all that take?
3, maybe 4 months.
No. Please, just let me leave it here for a few days.
I can't.
Wait. What if I take you to dinner? Like a real date. That's gotta sound good to you.
Roy!
No, Roy. Oh, God, Roy.
Ow! You can't bring Zach in here.
No, it's cool! Get right in! I worked hard on it! Zach! Cody!
iCarly goes live in 90 seconds.
Hey! I brought your girl some lemonade.
Court, how sweet are you?
You brought lemonade in a bag?
Is that wrong?
Well...
No, it is not wrong.
You leave Court alone.
It's adorable.
Whatever. Hey, Court, I need to see those notes you took.
Oh, sure, bud. Got them right here on this pear pad.
Court! You wrote with a marker on my pear pad?
Carly said I should use it to write notes on.
This thing cost $800!
Dude, that's insane!
You can get these for $1.
Oh,
it hurts.
12 seconds to show. Hold my beverage back.
Sure thing.
In 5,
4, 3, 2.
What?
Once upon a time, there was a Carly who met a wandering freak named Sam. And then one day, the two girls drank from a filthy bucket. And thus was born iCarly.
Filthy bucket.
I'm working.
Okay. Gimme, get out here. Come on, Gimme. Woo! Gimme! There he is. Yeah. We were wondering, how many baby peacock feathers can fit in Gimme's mouth?
Even I want to know.
All right, Gimme, open wide.
Fill me with feathers.
Okay, come on.
Dude.
What happened?
Our genius intern just murdered my laptop.
Are we still webcasting?
No, we died.
Look, I'll clean it up.
You can't. Now, can we fire that artichoke?
Maybe we should fire him.
Yeah, I guess we should.
You know, everyone deserves a second chance.
Court deserves unlimited chances.
I just had to believe in myself.
You guys want to see me do it?
No.
Sit down.
So, you guys got any iCarly stuff I should work on?
Oh, yeah. Sam and I wrote up a list of things we need you to get for the show.
Cool.
Something wrong?
This first thing on this list, I don't know where to get a Toto.
No, sweetie, that says to do.
Oh.
Knocker, knocker.
Oh, hey,
what
Freddy.
Up, Manson?
How's it going?
Who's your lady friend there?
This is Ashley, new intern I hired for iCarly.
What?
Ashley. Freddy.
You can't just hire a new intern without our okay.
You guys hired Court without my okay.
Well, one intern's enough.
It doesn't cost anything to hire Ashley, so what does it matter
to you? Hey, Freddy. Someone left this purse lying around. Is there a lost and found I should take it to?
That's my purse.
You must have been so worried.
No. It was right there on my bed.
I have a bed.
Got one, too.
Rock on!
What is going on here?
Dude, you just hired that chick because she's hot.
You fire Court, I'll fire Ashley.
Dude, am I going to need to give you an attitude adjustment? Because I swear...
Ow!
What happened?
She whacked me with an umbrella.
He was touching your purse.
I just wanted some fruit gum.
Fruit gum. Going on the Toto list.
Hey, Freddy.
Hey, could you guys help me with the tripods back over there in the back?
There's our special guy!
Thank you!
What's up, ladies?
Hi! What you working on there?
I'm just checking this thing out for Freddy.
Hi!
Hey, Ashley.
Whose baby is that?
Oh, when I walked into the lobby, your gross doorman was talking to some lady, and this baby was just sitting in a stroller right behind her.
So you just took the baby?
Yeah, he's cute. Like a monkey. Meow. Meow.
You take the baby down to his mother. You come with me.
Oh, and what do I do?
Nothing. Are you gonna fire that dumb intern?
You mean Court?
You know who I mean. You're that feminine idiot.
I'll fire my feminine idiot when you fire your himbecile.
Okay, that was clever wordplay. But I'm not firing Court because he is beautiful.
Well, Ashley is super hot.
This got bad fast.
Hey, young man.
How you doing?
No flash photography.
Oh, sorry.
Dude!
What's up?
Can you not read this sign? No flash photography. What the heck is wrong with you?
I guess you gotta chase me now.
Are you supposed to be doing that?
And then I say, okay, next on iCarly, before we shave Gibby.
I'm back.
Good, I'm starving.
Where's our lunch?
What do you mean?
We told you to go get lunch.
I did. It was yummy.
So you didn't bring us any?
And he what?
Go sit on the floor over there.
Yay!
You need to fire her.
But everyone deserves a second chance.
Freddie,
You guys fire Court, I'll fire Ashley.
No deal.
Court's too pretty to fire. Let's just finish rehearsing.
Scudder. It's time for a
romance storm!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Oh, let's test the meat drop.
Cueing the meat.
Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, the meteorologist was right.
It's a meat storm.
Wait.
There's no steak on this line.
Or this one.
Why, put up all 12. Court, you ate our props?
Was I not supposed to?
Oh, baby, they weren't cooked.
You gotta fire that dude.
And you'll fire Ashley? Wait a minute.
Deal.
But it's... It's time.
No.
Spencer!
Hi! Granddad! How was your drive?
Oh, fine, just fine. So, is one of these sculptures really yours?
Yes, sir.
If you look right here.
Gibby!
No running in the museum!
Yarr! So, if you look here, what's this? A super cool sculpture here in this reputable museum? And what's this placard say? I'm not wearing my glasses, I can't.
The bottle bot. It's sculptured by Spencer Shea.
So that's what it says. Oh! And is there a placard around here that says Spencer's going back to law school? I don't see one of those.
You don't have to go back to law school.
Yeah! In your face, you old scunner! Woo! Love you.
All right. So, since we're here, should we look around a little bit? Maybe see the...
Spencer! I told you specifically that you weren't...
Deirdre!
Who's she?
Granddad, please, a little privacy. I apologize. I had to do that.
Just do it again.
Yeah.
I'm fired?
Yeah. But we'll make sure you get full internship credit at your college.
Oh, I got kicked out of college.
What for?
They said I was dangerously stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should go.
Oh, wait. Before you go, we're gonna need our shirt back. Not our shirt.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you guys doing
this. Ashley, you're fired too. Get out, Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
Glad to help. This was a really interesting experiment. I can definitely write about this as part of my sociology thesis. What'd you just say?
Ashley works at the Brilliance Bar in the Pear Store.
You're intelligent? Top of my class at Seattle Tech. Then why'd you pretend to be a moron?
So we'd have to fire both our hot yet stupid interns.
You totally tricked us.
That is correct.
Later. Bye.
Bye.
I feel bad for Court.
Why?
'Cause he's all dumb. We fired him. He stole his shirt.
Yeah. Well, maybe now at least you...
This is an elevator.
I'm going home.
Dude, you're breaking up. I said tell everyone to-